Next, let's bring in the pair of H2A subunits, whose chain names are C and G. The H2C subunit is colored green, but at this point we start to run into trouble coming up with distinctive primary sorts of colors for subunit coloring, wherefore we have chosen a turquoise color for H2AG, a shade of color somewhere between blue and green. Finally, we have the pair of H2B subunits, whose chain names are D and H. H2BD is a nice conservative blue color. H2BH is probably best described as pink, although the Crayola crayon people might have a more exotic name. The main thing is to try to keep the memory of the color itself in your mind's eye so you'll recognize it when you see it. Eight chains, eight colors. Okay, let's remove the name labels and look next at the N and C terminal ends of these eight chains.